This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 7th. God's word for you today is admit your need. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10 to 12, and it says, "Give me the wisdom and knowledge to lead them properly. For who could possibly govern these great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "I will certainly give you the wisdom and knowledge you requested, but I will also give you wealth, riches, and fame." I love the word of God because it is always clear, always simple. However, the miracle is in the simplicity. Look at salvation, for instance. God says, "Come to Jesus, believe that a virgin conceived and gave birth to a son, and that he died, and his blood will cleanse your sins." That even sounds ridiculous to the natural mind, but we believe it and we are saved. Today, we are going to start to look at the fourth truths of walking in the miraculous and walking in the overflow. The first thing is, admit you have a need. You have to admit that you have a need. Sometimes we do not want to admit we have a need. We do not want to admit that we have a problem. We do not want to admit that we have a challenge. Mark chapter 6, verse 34 to 37 says, "When Jesus saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them. So he began teaching them. By this time, it was late in the day. So his disciples came and said, 'This is a remote place. Send the people away so they can go and buy something to eat.' But Jesus answered, 'You give them something to eat.' They said, 'That will take 8 months of a man's wages.'" For you to get things going, you have to admit that you are not where you ought to be. For you to break into any form of abundance, you need to admit that there is a need for that. So, why is it difficult? When you are on a journey, if you do not admit that you are lost, you mostly will never find direction. If I want God to work in my life, I have to admit that, "God, I need your help." Many of us just need to admit that we do not have enough faith. Unfortunately, we brandish bravado and we pose as if we have faith. But all we needed to do is to come to God and say, "Help me, help my unbelief." Sometimes we just need to admit that we have questions and say, "Lord, I really do not understand why my life is like this. I need your help." That is the beginning. If I want God to work in my life, I have to admit that I need the help. But most people hide, cover up, pretend, and sometimes even blame others. We see all this play out in this passage of scriptures. Jesus' disciples were masters at it. But the truth is, God does not work in your life until you ask him to. Jesus says, "I stand at the door and I knock." You need to admit that you need a savior. The wrestle continues until you get rid of 3 self-defeating behaviors that the disciples also had. You need to get rid of procrastination, pass the buck, and worry. Let us pray. Father, I admit that I need your help. I need you to guide, direct me, and give me wisdom to handle the things you have committed to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.